Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. The title of today's show, Free Energy. Did you say free? Yes, I said free. My headphones actually bounced off when I heard the word free because all Americans love the word free. Who doesn't? Well, let's talk about what is free energy. We want to make sure that we're moving forward, trying to get away from fossil fuels so we can have on our properties, on our farms, we can have windmills, we can have solar panels. But the problem with those is there is an upfront cost to them. So you can get government loans. Sometimes there's subsidies for it. And I'm going to let you know that they will sometimes take percentages off. There's a couple of different things that you can do, but there still is that upfront cost. But the long range financial return is what you're after. So no, this isn't about the free energy here, but I wanted to address that first because, hey, we should still be thinking solar. We should be thinking windmills, and they are viable options, but there's a cost. So let's get into the free energy. How about something that you're going to have to use some sweat equity to get it? And that simply is, how about wood, cutting wood? And you go, well, do you have to cut down trees? No, the answer is no. With all the storms that we have, there is so much wood, so many trees and branches that come down. So I'm going to let you know with sweat equity, if you have a wood-burning stove, a fireplace, or a fire pit outside, oh, guess what? I happen to have all three. So my sweat equity, and I'm going to let you know that it is absolutely a great workout. No, you don't try to get it all done in one day, but you do what you can do. You find what your fitness level is, and over time, you can, I guess, create, and actually I have three separate wood piles, and they are aged. It's like fine wines. I am aging my wood there, but in a serious sense, I actually rotate the piles, and you know, and I, in my garage, I have another, because I keep with the snows that come and the cold weather that comes up here in the Northeast, I actually have a section of dry wood inside, so it's always ready to go. So let's talk about then if it's free, but it's cutting wood, the types. But we're going to talk about, and you always hear me say this first, safety, gloves, boots. They make steel tip boots and some boots that are just real good. They actually make for chainsawing, and we'll talk about the difference about actually cutting with an axe and chainsaw. They make chaps, you know, cowboy chaps. They make chainsaw chaps. John Deere is one of the brands because I happen to have it. And you put the chaps on, and if the saw ever bounced off somehow, the chainsaw, and hit the chaps actually bind up the saw and stop it and prevent it from cutting you. Hearing protection, super important. Eye protection, super important. And those last two, many times people, they just forego those. I mean, I look at even landscapers that I'm driving through some town somewhere, and they may just have their backpack blowers on, or it's a tree company, and they don't have hearing protection, eye protection. And in their case, they actually should have hard hats. There's one company I see that provides all of that all the time, and that's law, by the way. Another key thing with safety is be aware of your surroundings. And I'm talking about me. Sometimes you got a wood pile, and if you're not organizing it, you could easily stumble over from one piece. So just get organized, like anything else you do in life, get organized before you actually go and do those things. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So let's talk chainsaw safety right now. And I already mentioned, but I do this, it's eyes and ears, boots, gloves, chaps for me. Now, I'm going to let you know that you need to make sure that your chainsaw, the actual blade, is sharp. And if you don't know how to sharpen it, and there are people that have, you know, I'll say it this way. You can sharpen it with a file. I've touched up from time to time with it, but it is definitely not the same way of doing it. And my cousin Jimmy Toots, Jimmy's got a chainsaw sharpener, hand him over the chains, and always have more than one chain, and I'll explain why. And you need to make sure that you have your second one, your third one, and they're expensive too. They're about $50 a piece for each chain. Make sure that they are sharp, because if you ever hit the ground, and I have done that early chainsawing, hit the ground, little dirt, it dulls it instantly. I was cutting up my sister's house, or one of my sisters, and there were all these dead trees, we call them snags, all over the place, and a couple of small saplings she wanted to cut. So I, once again, organized, surveyed the whole area, walked the property, big piece of property, and I made my decision, okay, cut A to B to C and so on. And I saved this one for last because one tree was growing right, literally, butted right up against a rock wall she had. And I said to myself, self, when you hit that rock wall the slightest little bit, your blade is dull. I said, make it your last one. So I was cutting away, and did everything, get to the last one. And I'm cutting, and I go, I got this. And at the very last, I'm saying the last bit of cut, hit that wall. Got the tree down, wasn't large, got it down, but that blade, that chain was now no longer in use at that time. Another hint is they are two cycle engines, and you should start them often. And I say often, every couple months, just to keep them, because I'll tell you right now, there are problems with my chainsaw because I don't do it as often as I should. So the starting, it's a little bit more difficult. There's products they sell that's quick start. You have to be able to take it apart a little bit, take out the spark plug, put a little quick start in there, and put it back in, put it back together, and you get your start going that way. Now, this goes for whether you are hand sawing or you are chainsawing. Olden times, I'm saying 100 years ago and before, there was something called a sawbuck. And a sawbuck is simply where you put a big piece of wood in, and then, just like it sounds, you saw away, and it's safely being held by the sawbuck. Go online, and I'm sure there's even, because, hey, you could YouTube anything in the history of the world, number one, and I'm sure it's there, or you could just go online and make plans. I built a sturdy sawbuck out of 4x4 railroad ties. It's been outside for years. And getting back to the safety, I just put a piece in there, chainsaw it, move the piece down, chainsaw it, and it works really well. So I'm going to say that for you. And there, hey, if you have any knowledge about building anything, hey, if I'm sort of joking but serious, if you are a Lincoln Log or Lego person, well, it depends on how old you are, how young you are, you'd be able to build one safely. And that's it. So going to hand saws, I'm going to let you know that they should be sharp. And if you're, there's saws called bow saws that we use, et cetera. And if they are not sharp, do one of two things. Find a sharpener, like a person who sharpens, or go out and buy a new blade, one or the other. Now, you see in movies, you see a guy splitting wood all the time with his axe, or sometimes with the opposite end of the axe, which is a sledge side, and a maul, and they hit it and they split it, and it looks so manly. And I'm not joking. I don't think I've seen a woman doing this on a show, so I'm just using that. So I'm saying it looks so easy. Well, I'm going to let you know, especially with green wood. Green wood is a branch that just came down, so there was just a storm, a branch came down, and it's not always really easy to split green newer wood. And if you don't know this, you don't want to burn green wood. Wood that is dried is wood that burns hotter and longer. And it's very difficult to get fires going with using green wood. So I want you to know that. And with your saws or your axe, here's a saying from my nonno, my father's father. And his saying was, a dull knife cuts twice. Think about that. And you go, oh, a dull knife cuts ice. Well, what does that mean? Well, guess what? If it's not sharp, you're using it probably an improper way or longer, and you're probably going to end up cutting whatever you're cutting and yourself. So make sure your axe, and this gets back to safety, make sure it is sharp. Make sure your saws are sharp. Make sure you are practicing being safe all the time. Have you noticed I use that word safe throughout this show on free energy? Because free is a good thing. So here's my question. Are you willing to sweat for your free energy? If so, be smart. You know this is coming. Be safe. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.